We left off last week in our series, Mindsets. Wiener, Whiner, Wanker, Warrior, and today, Winner. Now, here's a hard concept for some to understand. If you want to be a winner, and who doesn't, then simply quit trying to win and start trying to not lose. What am I talking about? Well, that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, killer. How you doing? Hope you had a great weekend. Hope it was filled with just fun family food, the like. Hope you got to church. Hope you took some people to church. Hey, let's check this out today. We are ending this series on mindsets. Had some great comments so far. Thank you. And keep them coming. If you want to reach out to me, you can at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Also, thanks for listening on 97X, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, and the rest that are out there. Also, if you need a website, check out Webstix, WebStix.com. Tony Herman, coolest cat on the net. Need supplements? Who doesn't? Go to WellBuildSupplements.com. They're giving away supplements for free right now. If you just jump on their social media page on Facebook, like a few things, share a few things, you can win free supplements. And look, supplements, when they're good like these, they cost a little bit of money. So who doesn't want to save some money and get free supplements? And finally, like I was sharing last week, Revolution, the number 4fathers.com. Revolution4fathers.com. Some great patriotic America t-shirts on there. I'm starting to post the David Lyons shirts on there. Right now we posted our first one, and it is a customizable shirt. On the front it says, Crazy About Jesus. And on the back, it's a picture of Jesus wearing the same shirt, and it says Crazy About Garth, or your name. That's why it's customizable. Great opportunity. In fact, I was just in Sam's parking lot 2 days ago, and somebody stopped me and asked me about the t-shirt. We've had some orders going on, revolution4fathers.com. Thanks for ordering. Check it out. I will continually be updating you when we're putting new shirts on there, and it's going to happen fast. We're going to get quite a few on there real quick. I think you're going to like it. Now, today we're ending the series on mindsets about being a winner. Again, kind of like last week when we were talking about warrior, we want to think we're warriors. We want to think we're winners. Maybe some of us are just honest to say, I have a hard time with that mindset. Well, hopefully today will help you figure out where you need to be in regards to having the winning mindset. Like I said at the opening, it's not about winning, it's about not losing. Now, follow me here. There are more neurons fired in competition. What do I mean by competition? Proving I'm not a loser, than we are at rest when that is, I am a winner. Look, we go into competition and we think I'm going to compete to win. Competition is actually in the brain seen as I don't want to lose. When we win, we have a mindset that rests. The mind of the top performers, like a Michael Jordan, were not driven to the highest peak performances because they went into competition thinking they were winners, but rather to prove that they were in fact not losers. Your brain works harder and fires at a much higher rate when not relying on your winning mindset, but rather your mindset of, hey, I'm not a loser. I'm not a loser. I don't lose. And even in the face of losing time and time again, you get more irritated, more frustrated, and rather than wanting to give up, a true winner taps into, I will prove that I am not a loser. And it has nothing to do with proving that I'm a winner, but you must win in order to prove I am not a loser. Make sense? Let's dumb it down a little. Let's say we meet at the locker room, and I'm seriously and meaningfully telling you what a great player you are. I go over your past victories, over your past top performances, and then we go out to the field to actually play. You'll tap into your prefrontal cortex and show me how good you are, but it will be limited because you are in a sense of resting on your accomplishments and on your victories. However, if we meet in the locker room and I question your talent, I minimize your victories, and I challenge your accomplishments, and then we go out to the field to play, watch out. Bill Parcells was a master coach at doing this. See, You're now tapping into your full lateral prefrontal cortex, and your synapses and dendrites are hyper-firing at a much greater degree. Look, I geek out on brain stuff, so let me put it down to street talk. You out to prove you ain't no punk. That's what I mean. If someone questions you, questions your victories, questions your skill, questions your accomplishments, questions your play, guess what? It's on. I'm going to prove to you I ain't no punk. I don't go out there thinking I'm going to prove you by winning. I'm going to prove to you I'm not a loser. Interesting study by Wannabe M. Sakagami. In the integration of cognitive and motivational context information in the primate prefrontal cortex, and this is what they found. We were especially interested in the lateral prefrontal cortex, the LPFC, because competition, proving you're not a loser, involves both cognitive, such as rules and strategy, and motivational, the desire to obtain a reward, components. And the LPFC is known to be involved in the integration of cognitive and motivational information. Read it and understand this. The brain that rests when it achieves victory fires less when it's perceived as a winner. Your lateral prefrontal cortex hyperfires when you try to prove that you are not a loser, but you are a winner. Again, you're proving that you are not a loser. Have you ever heard the interviews of athletes who competed against Michael Jordan? I mean, it didn't matter if it was ping pong or cards or checkers. He would play against you in whatever it was until he won. It wasn't about winning. It was about that he couldn't stand losing. He couldn't stand having someone say, "You're a loser." It went beyond just losing. He could not stand being considered a loser or seen as a loser. Get that? It wasn't that he couldn't lose. He didn't want to be seen as a loser. He didn't consider himself a loser, and he would not at all allow anyone to see him as a loser. Do you want to be a winner? Then set out to see the potential God has given you. Set out to see all the resources you have at your hands. Realize that you are not here to be a loser. You work, you strive, you create, you practice, you perform, you read, you risk, all of that. No matter how much you lose in the process, you do this until you win, and in order to prove you are not a loser. And when you win, you realize that you are only as good as your next victory. That's a key. Listen to these verses, Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, Philippians 4:13. Psalms 139, 13 through 15. For you formed my inward parts, you knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you. Ephesians 2:10, for we are his workmanship, his masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Listen, you are not created to lose. Some of you, you're not tapping your full potential because you're thinking, I'm created to win. I'm frustrated. You're not tapping your full potential because you need to understand you're not created to lose. And when you do, you keep pushing on. I cannot accept being a loser when I see how much God has poured into me and the works that are ahead of me. Are you losing? Good. Let it feed the fire. Don't be satisfied with being a loser. And definitely do not be satisfied with being a winner. How do you become a winner in life? Simple. Simply tap into not being a loser. Garth Ekman at the David Alliance. Thanks for rating the podcast. Thank you for sharing this podcast. And until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.